Britain's Queen Elizabeth is being accused of lobbying the government to hide her vast private wealth in a scheme that ran for decades. The revelations come from National Archive documents uncovered by The Guardian and date back to the 1970s. The Queen allegedly persuaded the government to make legal changes exempting firms used by heads of state from transparency procedures. The newspaper says she was then able to use a shell company to conceal her finances until at least 2011. The Queen's exact fortune is still unknown, but is believed to run into hundreds of millions of pounds. According to the files, Buckingham Palace's legal team used an obscure procedure called Queen's Consent to get the changes through Parliament. It allows the monarch to see bills in advance and withhold approval if the content affects crown interests. But Buckingham Palace rebuffed the allegations, claiming the use of Queen's Consent was standard practice. We spoke with former British Home Office Minister Norman Baker, who thinks the secrecy surrounding royal finances has no place in a democracy.
The royal finances are shrouded in mystery, quite deliberately so. But what we do know is that they are hugely beneficial for the Queen and her family. And that's both improper. It's an insult in the democracy, in my view, but it's also one which is a danger to the royal family. The royal family would be well advised to amend these situations before they're forced to do so by Parliament.